This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
In your new movie, The Star, you play Joseph. This is a movie that kind of, it approaches the nativity story through the eyes of the animals, but it also humanizes Mary and Joseph just a little bit. And Joseph, by the way, a very anxious but willing husband, I feel like. What's his story?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what's interesting is that in the Bible, there's not a lot of source material to go off of. It's a real bullet point kind of story, and you don't know anything about Joseph, really. But that's kind of great, because in many ways it gave us this artistic license to kind of give him a voice and give him words and give him this journey that he's going on, which is one of excitement, you know, initially wedding and Mary and yes, 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 and then, whoa, immediate record scratch, hard left turn. And nothing that he did, you know, it's not like he screwed up his own life or did something. It's like, no, this is all happening to him. Mm. And then really wrestling with God, as a lot of characters in the Bible do. There's a lot of wrestling with God, because we want things our way. And we don't understand why they're not going the way that we've already seen is the best way for us, and or think is the best way for us. And I think Joseph is absolutely trying to be the best husband that he can be. I mean, he's taken on a lot. You know, a wife who is pregnant with another guy's child, another God's child, and then trying to get her safely to a place where she can go have this child, all the while feeling like he's completely inadequate to even tackle any of this.
Yeah. So why did you want to be part of the film?
Well, because I could use the money. I mean, that was huge. No, man, they called and asked if I, you know, wanted to play Joseph in The Star. And I was like, and I read the log line and saw that it was The Star, like The Star of Bethlehem, like, you know, nativity story. And I'm a person of faith, and so I knew the story and, you know, had personal connection to it. And I just thought it was a really ingenious way of retelling an old story in a new way through the perspective of the animals. And I felt it a real honor to get to portray Joseph, who's really only, you know, one of two humans that make up the whole friggin' movie, you know. So I thought that was really cool. And I've just been so blessed throughout my career to do a lot of family-friendly stuff. And here yet again, I get to be a part of bringing this to life. And, you know, this could be one for the ages. This could be a Christmas story that people will watch for a long, long time. I just thought the whole thing was a very cool thing to be a part of, and I was honored to play the role.
Yeah, and when you're doing the voice for a character, do you get much say over what your character looks like? Because Joseph has some pretty amazing curly hair going on, which...
no, I did not have much say at all in the... Or I didn't have any say. They had already designed the character. But I thought it was a pretty fair representation of what he might look like. You know, the Jufro going on. you know, Middle Eastern skin tones and whatnot. I was like, yeah, sure, I'm down.
And the Star itself is a very cool character in the film, really, because even Ruth the Sheep, I love Ruth the Sheep, she's decided to follow the Star, leave her flock and chase this Star, even though no one else is. What was the meaning of the Star in the movie for you and your character?
I don't know that Joseph's even really all that aware of it until he's becoming more at peace with God. You know, it's kind of missing what's right in front of you until you can rest. And then once you rest and you accept what's in front of you, then you start to appreciate what's right in front of you. And I think that's perhaps the journey that Joseph had with all of it.
Yeah, and it's good being able to take something, take families into a movie like this that opens up the message of Christmas and looks at Christmas, this movie being about the first Christmas. What's your earliest memory of Christmas?
I don't really know. I think one of the earliest I can remember is waking up on Christmas morning, going to the garage and seeing a He-Man bicycle with training wheels on it. I think I was about 3 years old.
And that is where your, like, nerd love and affinity began?
No, it probably began even before that. But, yeah, I mean, I was stoked to have a He-Man bicycle. That was just on point.
Yeah, I like that they actually did that for you. Good parents right there. And how did you guys celebrate Christmas normally as a family?
Pretty traditional stuff, just tree, presents, food, you know, and now we don't really have any at all. Everyone's kind of gone their separate ways, and we don't really get together so much for Christmas. But I plan on starting a whole bunch of new traditions when I ultimately get married and have kids and have my own family. But in the meantime, I mean, what I've done every holiday season, I go travel, which I love. I love being able to go travel during Christmas and New Year and see other parts of the world and how they celebrate. And it's just been I've been very blessed to do that.
I noticed you went to the Philippines recently, and I have to commend you for trying balut, because I went to the Philippines and I could not stomach that.
Yeah, it was... That was pretty intense, no lie. But it also wasn't. I thought it was like raw. It wasn't raw. It was like warm and it tasted like egg. It didn't really taste all that bad.
We need to go back to the film because that's going to make me feel sick. Is there a key message for families from the star?
Oh man, I mean, I hope there's a whole bunch of messages, but you know, one of hope, one of redemption, one of love. You know, those big kind of tentpole feelings, I think that's what I want people to walk away from.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.